Right, as opposed to...
I see, not...
Okay, old man would be somebody they're just living with, but not legally married to.
That's interesting.
So, and what about the other way that a man would refer to the woman that he's married to?
His wife.
I haven't heard any other variants that are very common. The missus or something like that.
I've heard the missus. I've heard all of those, but these are the ones I sort of grew up with.
Okay. That's what I want. What about children's names? How would they be chosen?
Well, I think mostly they're... The names either came from the family.
Mm-hmm.
In my family, that was true, except for my given name, Kay. They just decided on it. My middle name was a family name, Holman. Of course, my last name was my parents' name. But they chose my name. But it didn't come from a relative name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I always liked it because it wasn't complicated. It was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have a lot of attachment. Whereas my sister was given all family names, and she's recently changed her name. She never liked her given name.
Mm-hmm.
She's named after an aunt.
Mm-hmm. She carries a lot of baggage with it.
Mm-hmm. But I think mostly through, you know, other family names or named after somebody that they're related to.
What is your sister's name?
Her name was Noni, N-O-N-I-E. It was her great aunt's name. As she grew older, she started seeing it as being negative.
Mm-hmm.
Know me. Instead of a positive.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really into changing all of that, so she changed her name.
Is it common around the people that you grew up around or your family to choose from middle name, a family last name,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Rather than a... another, rather than having two.
Well, double names are not as much in, I don't think, as further south here. Sarah Marsh is an exception.
Mm-hmm.
My partner.
Mm-hmm.
So she was Sarah Marsha Pearlie and always went with Sarah Marsha, but most of the people I know either have a family middle name or another name, but it doesn't go with their first name.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call double names.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you say about a child that's like one of its parents, looks like them or acts like them, say?
It's just like his dad, or it's just like his mom.
Okay. What
or
about
a spitting image? Your spitting image of each other.
Okay.
That's, how would you say that?
Okay. favors or takes after, would you hear those terms
mm-hmm.
used?
She favors her father, or, yes, I have, or takes after.
Either one.
Mm-hmm.
What about a child whose parents are not married? Would you have any term that you would use for that?
Bastard.
So, is that something you would use?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what... What would I use? I wouldn't make a distinction. I personally wouldn't, so don't put that down.
Okay.
I mean, that's... You're asking me. I get confused.
Right.
But that's what people would call, but I wouldn't say that. I'd say it's just a child.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would know the terms that... kind of generally agreed upon in the community that would use, and then you would.
Well, it's funny.
Maybe
I feel like I'm sort of in a different walk. Sarah Marsh and I both.